In today's episode, we talk about real relationship with God and the sacrifice that results. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And you guys, we are quickly approaching the end of the year. 2022 is almost upon us, and I am excited as I get geared up to put more and more energy into the Pastor Fury audio experience. So make sure you subscribe to that podcast, as well as inviting people into the Freedom Story Media Discord. The Patreon has launched. There's so many cool things that are going. We're going to be doing documentaries. 2022 is exciting. I'm not even there yet. It seems like it's going to be exciting, but we cannot lose sight of the things that God's actually called us to here and now. And in today's reading, in the McShane Bible reading plan, we're looking at Malachi. Now, this is a book like many of the other books of the prophets, right? Where God is using the prophets to call out, to rebuke the people of Israel. Now, what I find so intriguing about this book as a leader, specifically a spiritual leader, this book is really going in after the priests. These are the ones who were set apart from the rest of the people, who were to lead folks into the presence of God and you know, offering up offerings to the Lord on their behalf and pointing those who were in sin and so many other things back to Jesus. And I think, however, it's important for all of us that are Christians, all of us who claim to be in Christ, because we are the new priesthood. I don't know if you guys remember that, but we have been set apart. We, our names are written in the book of life of the Lamb that was slain, and we are those who've been filled with His Spirit. We are the temple of God, and we carry with us the aroma of Christ before a dying world. So we are those who intercede on behalf of them. We are those who point them to Jesus, right? So we are this new priesthood. So I believe this is a word that all of us should take heed. Now, when I look at chapter one, that's what we're going to go through today really briefly. We see the Lord starting off just reminding them of what's true, and that is His special love for His people. Now, God has a love for all that He's created, but there's a differentiation He has for those that He's called His own, those that He's made His family, those that He's have covenant with, either the old covenant that we see throughout the new Old Testament, and then those who are part of the new covenant family, those who are in Christ and covered in His blood, right? And here we see in the first five verses, Him differentiating the way that He engages with His people, and He refers to them as the family of Jacob versus the family of Esau, which is those that, you know, don't receive His blessing. But then He goes in on the priests starting in verse 6, and He just asks them about the type of honor that He's due. And that's what this chapter is really about: honoring God in the way that He deserves to be honored. Now, There's so many different ways in which people can interpret and engage with this, but let's look at exactly what He says, and then we can find some specific applications for each one of us. In verse 6, it says, "A son honors his father," or he should, right? "And a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor?" He's like, I am your heavenly father. I'm the father of this family. Where's my honor? Where's the honor that's due me? Then he goes on, he says, "And if I am a master, where's my fear? I mean, where's my respect? Where's this humble submission to me, right?" Says the Lord of hosts to you, "O priests who despise my name." And they're like, whoa, God, we don't despise your name. What are you talking about? And so then he says, okay, but you say, how have we despised your name? Okay, let me explain it to you. Verse 7, by offering polluted food upon my altar. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean it's food that's like got dirt on it or that has, you know, some things that make it disgusting. So he clarifies. But you say, how have we polluted you? By saying that the Lord's table may be despised. Now, they're probably still confused because they're like, I never said that out of my mouth. Like many of us may be even thinking, how is this a word for me? I have never said that I despise God. I don't think my actions even demonstrate that I despise God. I love God, right? I have never despised his table, is what the priest may be thinking. And then he continues to explain. When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? So now he's talking about, yeah, you've sacrificed to me, but here's what your sacrifice meant, you know, as he's interpreting these things and he's like saying, I recognize this about you. And they're like, wait, but how, but why? That totally reminds me of Matthew 25 with Jesus, when Jesus is like, you know, you've cared for me. You clothed me, you took care of me. And they're like, wait, when did we do that? And then Jesus is like, when you did this for the least of those, when you visited the people in the prisons, when you took care of the orphans, right? So here he's clarifying. He's making it real clear. So that is how I interpret, you know, the way you've treated the poor, according to Jesus. Now, here's how I interpret the way that you sacrifice to me. It's interpreted as despising me, as hating me, as polluting me and my altar, right? And it says, when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? It's like when you bring me less than the best, when you bring me, you know, just like something that you, was not a sacrifice to you, that was not hard for you, like, because it's not that they don't have these great animals. Like, if that was all they had, like, look at the widow's offering, you know, in that the story with Jesus. He celebrates the two little shekels that she brings. That's not the issue. The issue is that they have greater and they gave God lesser. Y'all hear that? They have greater things and they give God lesser, right? I mean, come on, I'm going to skip down to verse 14 because he says, cursed be the cheat. He ain't even mincing words. Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it. So it's like, yeah, you're talking a good game. You say you're going to do this. You say you're going to honor me in this way. You say you're going to bless me and offer this to me. But then yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. So you have greater, but you're giving God lesser. And he walks them through, you know, some comparisons. He's like, but you wouldn't do that to the kings, the governors of this land, right? You wouldn't do that to the earthly people that you submit to. But I'm your father, right? I'm your master. And this is what you bring me. And he says that in verse 13, they say, what a weariness this is. He's saying, but you say, what a weariness this is. And you snort at it. Says the Lord of hosts, you bring what has been taken by violence or is lame or sick. And this is what you bring as your offering. He's saying that you're even like going and stealing things, taking things by clearly unrighteous means and offering that to me. Like that's an offering to me. These are the priests that he's talking to, you guys. So he's coming at, and that this is kind of the theme of all of Malachi, where God is coming at a people who have religiosity and orthodoxy that is just dead. And there's no life in it. And when it's lacking the life, it's the life of the relationship with God that actually causes it to produce honor to God. When it's dead, right? There's no actual honor happening there. It's just checking of boxes, right? It's just showing up to church, right? It's just putting, yeah, your usual $20 tip in the offering plate. It's just making sure you do the things, right? That's what he's coming at. These are the priests with this dead orthodoxy. And I believe we need to recognize right now, where is our relationship just become dead orthodoxy? Just become a thing that we do and not something that we offer up, right, to God, like as a grace that we're like so blessed to receive. Where as when we're offering this thing up, it's like we're saying thank you, like out of a heart of gratitude, out of a place of just a needfulness of the vibrant connection, right? When the priests are offering something to God, it should be there should be a sense of which they're just like, we are so, so worshiping you right now. We lift you on high. We give you the best that we have, and we say, take it, Lord God. Do with it as you please. You know, there's been days where I've fallen into this dead orthodoxy on the podcast, even where I've woken up and I'm just going about the reading of the scripture, and I'm trying to find a word in the text to give to all of you guys. And in my mind, this is part of my offering to the Lord. But if it's not done out of a heart of gratitude, out of a response to God, out of a relationship of love, right? It's dead orthodoxy. And the Lord is like, that's what you're going to bring me? That's what you got for me. The one who loves you so much. The one who's rescued you from so many things. So the question for us all is, today, let's check our relationship. Is it real? Is it vibrant? Is it a response to the love of God in our life, right? And don't look for all of the trappings of blessing, right? That's temporary stuff. That's not always a marker of the blessing of God. The people of Esau, the Edom, they were living the good life for many, many years, right? But then God actually in Malachi today, he said that those people, they will experience the Lord's anger forever, because that was just a temporary time as he was judging his people. They were receiving this sense of blessing, but now they have gone into the cursed realm forever. So let's not look at those earthly blessings as a way to recognize that God is pleased with us. Let's look at our relationship. Like, come on, be honest. Like, just be real. You know when it's real. You know when you're experiencing life and you're experiencing that love. And out of that place, when you get to that place, just give. Give God the best you've got. And know that he will be pleased with that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you remind us of who you are, of the love that you have for us, and what you've called us to, Lord God, that you've not only given us all of yourself, given us your spirit dwelling within us, making us your temple, Lord God, but that you set us apart. You call us out of darkness. You give us the opportunity to be servants in your house, to be part of your kingdom work of pointing the world to you and the sacrifice of your son, Jesus. Lord God, let that be a sacrifice for us, Lord God. Help us to live life from a sacrificial place, Lord God. Not just trying to offer what would be convenient, Lord God, but empower us to give. Give it all, knowing that you don't stop pouring out blessing upon your people, Lord. But let us not give to get, but give and give and give, because we've already been given. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, if you haven't already subscribed, do it. Like the video, rate the podcast. Come on back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. 2021 is almost over. And I'll see you here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.